If our abused grandmothers, the Earth's, hide, cannot be squeezed further, and if she, on the contrary, is experiencing ecosystem collapses, which means costs are mounting, costs to attempt to restore compromised systems are mounting, rebuild crumbling infrastructure, the work to be done is enormous. But the wealth to be extracted, because the Earth is the source of all wealth, which in theory could be used to pay for this work, is not enormous. So you do the math. If your obsession is rule, what would you do? Print money? When there's no Earth to back it, printing money can get rule only so far, and then it must dissolve into the work standard straight up for we low-slotted slaves, because the illusion of a free market can no longer stand. The work standard, slavery, has ever been the constant of class. So in this SS slogan speaks the honest, goring voice of arrogant power. Consider the constant pressure it puts on hand labor to ensure its utter material insecurity, to ensure for it a state of continuous worry and stress. And in that pressure, can we not see that the goal is Auschwitz? Auschwitz, the dream they will never relinquish, but on the contrary, hope to extend globally in modern, quote unquote, form, using the pressure of the global economy and their depraved hidden devices to accomplish what before required overt force. The behavior of the big banks toward Greece, toward any country in default, demanding that it take from the people what little they have left, is the modern equivalent of the SS telling its captives to strip. We hear the words and doubt our ears. We look at each other and wonder, did we hear right? The work standard never went away, but power is moving apace, apace, apace to try to cement it in place. Our compliance with the new terms of our enslavement, so that it can remove its masks and stride, no longer hiding craven, but striding with an open SS arrogance to ruthlessly exact our obedience. You can almost feel them wanting to be able to take off those cloaks, to be that SS officer who doesn't have to hide behind scenes. The coercion of the market, of the tactic of privatizing all means for we the people to exist independently of power, was much more sophisticated than the hammer. But the effect, with a possible exception of our visceral reaction to it, to the coercion, is the same. Continuing with Miklos.